If a couple comes over with three or four little kids, our kids immediately engage with those little kids. All right, guys, welcome back to 5 Minute Fatherhood. So we've talked a lot recently about the importance of exposing your kids to adults. I want to talk for a minute about the importance of exposing your older kids to younger children or babies. Again, creating a culture, an intergenerational culture, where your kids feel comfortable and enjoy not just peer relationships, people that are, you know, within a year of their age, but they enjoy younger kids, they enjoy older kids, they enjoy adults, they enjoy grandparents. This is such an important thing to cultivate if you're going to build a multi-generational family team. I got an email this week from a friend of ours named Celine. She grew up in a traditionally Indian household, and she was writing me about a different topic, but then she had this little PS that I thought was really interesting. I wanted to read it out, just give a shout out to my son, Jackson. Basically, what she wrote was, "I remember the first time Jackson met our son, who was just a few months old, and Jackson immediately came over and wanted to hold him, play with him. I'd never seen a non-Indian teenage boy do that before, and I still haven't seen it. I think," she said, there was another boy there that was his age, and it was not unusual for a teenage boy to give a baby the time of day when his peers are around. She said, I was recently around teenage boys who understandably were focused on themselves and their peers, and I was reminded of how unusual that first encounter between our son and Jackson was. I want to encourage Jackson to continue being countercultural and nurturing his fathering skills even at a young age. So I sent this to Jackson. Yeah, he did. And I've seen this. This is definitely true in just, and I think that this is, I see this dynamic in other families, but it's definitely in our family. If a couple comes over with three or four little kids, our kids immediately engage with those little kids, especially when they're little, really little and really fun. And we have cousins that are, they have cousins that are, you know, really young. And part of this is just like enjoying extended family relationships, valuing children, valuing family, valuing all those age groups, and not fixating on the modern definition of socialization is, do my kids feel like comfortable with peers? And then we check
not
the
even
box.
Peers, but like 12-month gap.
Yes, right? Yeah, it's almost exactly their age.
If you go,
we
one
literally
year
think
over,
that's
one
what socialization
over,
is. Yeah, but if we don't understand that our kids need to be socialized intergenerationally, right? Like that is so important if family is going to be important. Because guess how many people in their family your kids are going to be that are almost exactly their age. You know, there might be a cousin somewhere, right?
Yeah.
But if family is the value, your kids have to value people that are older and younger than them and know how to build relationships and engage with all those different age ranges. This is just a principle that I think our culture has almost no value for. So Jeff, how have you seen this like play out?
I mean, I totally agree. It just comes down to normalization too. Like if you're just constantly around intergenerational relationships, when you're encouraging it. I mean, one thing, yeah, I mean, obviously it comes down to the other parent, but we think Kinsley's responsible enough and big enough where we almost encourage and she eats it up. That's part of it too. Of like anytime we have a family over with a baby, like can she hold her, you know, and she wants to, we're the point where she asks, like, can I hold the baby? Can I be with the baby? Can I watch the baby? Even the other night, it was the best. We had some friends over. They brought their 1-month-old over. And she kind of wanted to like lay her down in a separate room where you could still kind of hear, but like not fully to bed, just kind of like laying down and 1-month-old, you know, you can't roll over, you can't do anything, but just kind of like needed to keep an eye. And so Kinsley was just volunteered, like, oh, I'll just go watch it. So she just went and sat with the baby and like pet her hair for like a, you know, I'm still like that. But like that comes yeah. down to, I think, just like normalizing those relationships, encouraging those relationships. I don't think babies are as fragile as people think. So I think that's the one that really, you really set yourself up to fail, in my opinion, where you're constantly telling your toddler, like, don't touch, watch out, be careful. Now, of course, hold the neck appropriately. Of course, like it's a baby. Like if you got a crazy kid that just doesn't understand that, then like, you know, we don't want the baby to get hurt. But I think we overcrank that one. Like just, you know, like that, yes. That literally, I think, starts that of just like, you know, be with your friend and that's it. Don't touch anyone, see anyone, talk to anyone else. You know, so it's like, no, like right. let them talk to the babies and touch the babies and stuff like that. And it kind of builds up that trust, that desire. And then, yeah, obviously the older relationships, intergenerational relationships, and just giving credence to the fact that like teenagers are so much, they're adults in common culture. And I mean, in cultures past, they're, you know,
right.
And so these lies we believe of like, oh, they're going to hate family, hate kids, hate babies, not want to be around anyone. It's like that, if you're feeding that, then you're not helping it. So try to look for little fun ways to resist that. And that's an easy one right there.